The Bible is what God says, and we got to judge everything in light of it. So let me close with this. What's the most positive aspect of the church today? Well, let me just say this. Let me finish up with this, and I think it kind of fits with where you've been this week as part of this fellowship at Cannon Beach Conference Center. You come from many different churches and many different places. Here's one of the things I'm really tired of, and then this is the positive thing I'm going to say. I am just really tired of all the books and all of the Christians who are anti-church now. There are more Christians who have walked away from the church. I don't mean just simply left the church. Yes, there is a time where somebody needs to leave a church and go to another church. That happened to us at one time in our lives. Okay. I don't like all the leave this church to go to this church to go to this church to go to this church shopping around type stuff and human-centered, all that. But I do recognize there's a time to leave. And I do recognize that there are churches that have been abusive and that there are pastors who have not been what they should be and that there are Christians who are hypocrites. I got it. I know it. I've been it. And so have you. But here's the thing that concerns me. I see so many Christians out there who are now isolating themselves from local churches instead of contributing to helping that church become what Christ wants it to be, who are backing off and they're just critics. And that's another reason I struggle with the Shack and some of the anti-church types of books that are out there that have those things woven into them, that all authority is, church authority is bad, and you know, all of this kind of stuff. Here's what I would encourage you to do. Think of it in this way. In Scripture, the church is called the body of Christ, and it is called the bride of Christ. In Scripture, there is no universal church that people belong to. It's local churches, okay? So, if you come to me and you say, Randy, hey, I want to be your friend. I want to hang out with you. I want us to have a great relationship like people are saying about Jesus. Oh, yeah, Jesus, no problem. It's just the church I'm sick and tired of. I hate the church. And you look at me and you say, Randy, I want to be your friend and hang out with you, but not Nancy. I don't want to hang out with Nancy because I don't like her and I've just been hurt by her and I've been, you know, and I just don't think, okay, no one's ever said that, so I'm safe using that analogy, okay? But here's the deal. If you don't like my wife, you don't have a relationship with me. And if you're going around saying the church is this and that and I'm sick and tired of it, look out. Because that relationship with Jesus that you so prize, if you can't get along with God's people and plug in with God's people and give your life to Christian fellowship and prayer and giving and being together in the body of Christ and working through problems, then look out, because your relationship with Jesus is not going to go where you think it's going to go. And I would just encourage you to think in those terms. And this is why a place, not only our local churches, but a place like this, Cannon Beach Conference there, is so great, because we can get together and be the best of what the church is. But we also need accountability. We also need, George Barna in his book Revolution has got, okay, just have play golf with guys on Tuesday morning and then open the Word together. And you know, that's the church. You know what? The church is more than that. There are God-appointed leaders of local churches. I'm not one of them, but I submit to the under the authority of the leaders of my local church, and I go to them when I disagree with them, and sometimes I really do disagree with them. And we work it out, and that's part of submission and learning to follow Christ. I want to pray, and then we're going to close with some music together. Father, thank you so much for your church. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for the blessings of being your children. Thank you, Lord, that you so loved the church that you gave your life for us, and that the church you recognize is manifested in local churches all over the world with pastors and teachers and elders and deacons and people who love you and seek to follow you. Lord, we know how imperfect the church is because we are the church and our imperfections hurt the church. But we also know, Lord, that you are Lord of the church. Thank you for the privilege of fellowshipping with your people. Pray that we would go from here and go back to our churches. And if there are people here, and I know there are, who have left churches and given up on church and don't go to church anymore, but they crave fellowship like this, I pray, Father, that you would prompt them. Go back, give it another try, and commit themselves to be part of a Bible teaching fellowship and to grow and to meet their family's needs, their children's needs. Father, thank you so much for your love and your grace and these people and the privilege of being your children together and worshiping and honoring you. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.